Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning!
Buenos dias, America!
Good morning, Jasmine Star Williams, beautiful self. Yes.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
So listen, y'all pray for us because we're going to be croaking. This morning. It is what it is. We're not apologizing for it, right, Laura?
Right.
We was like strung out in the spirit
last night. Wow.
Mary D. Robinson.
Yes.
In the house. Wow. Yes. Pray for us this morning, Jazz. A special prayer and have Skyscraper pray for me.
Yes.
Okay. Skyler. So God is so good, and we're just ready to talk about the goodness of the Lord today.
He is so good.
Woo! Yes. Great topic today, Laura Kelly.
Yes. Daughter of the Most High God. Woo! And so are you, and you, and you, and you, and you.
Yes, and sons too.
Yes, sons and daughters of the Most High God.
So
gotta know who you are, okay?
Yes. So listen, we're praying that we have our studio audience for Robin this morning.
Yes.
Good morning to our studio audience. Wow. They was up early this morning up in Hurrah. So we're just so excited, right?
Yes,
Laura?
We are.
I know y'all say y'all always excited. Uh-huh. We are. But it's a new day.
Yes.
Some new stuff.
Yes.
From a new, brand new God today.
Yes.
He's brand new every day.
Yes.
Right, Laura?
Every day. Yeah. Every day there's newness in Him, new revelations, more of Him. Woo! Yeah. More fire. Woo!
Do we need more? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we don't get it whether we need it or not. So we just thank God for everyone tuning in this morning. We just want to take the opportunity, time, and the love and the energy to say thank you.
Thank you.
For being here, listening, tuning in. Good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners.
Yes.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
So
buenos
we are
dias.
So excited about you guys tuning in all over the world.
Yes.
And we just
Muchas gracias por escucharnos esta mañana. Le doy gracias a nuestro Padre Todopoderoso, Creador del cielo y de la tierra, por estar aquí con nosotros. Espíritu Santo, te doy gracias. Le pido que siga tocando los corazones de las personas que están escuchando su palabra. Y Dios, le damos toda la gloria a usted, Padre lindo. Bendiciones para toda la familia, para todos los que están escuchando, en el nombre de Jesucristo. Amen. And Father, we just thank you this morning, God. I pray that you prepare the hearts of the people, God. I thank you for this opportunity here and speaking your word, God. I thank you for Marlo, my twin sister, Pastor Marlo, and everyone that's here tuning in with us, Father. I pray that you continue to release more of yourself, more of the Holy Spirit in them, Father. Let your love letters, which is fire, manifest in their hearts, God, to be blessed, Father, to be a blessing to others, to speak life over souls, Father, because it's all about souls, Father, for your glory, God. We give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios. Well,
thank you, Laura. Thank you so much. If you guys didn't feel that well, I don't know what to tell you, America, because I tell you, the love letters are fire.
Yes.
And when you allow yourself to be engulfed in the presence of the fire of the Lord,
yes,
it's nothing like it, you know.
Yes.
Lose your voice, you get it back. You lose your wings, you get it back. It's
and
just,
he's worthy.
Yeah.
God is worthy.
Yes. So we are going to get started on our amazing topic this morning, which is part two of Are You Seeking or Are You Thinking? So, and listen, this teaching, it opens up the mindset and to let people know that it's a major difference.
Yes.
Between seeking and thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're either spirit or you're flesh.
Yes.
And you have to decide how you're going to roll.
Yes.
Okay? And the simplicity of that is getting into the loving.
Yes, which is fire.
It is. And a lot of
stuff. Lumbre.
Right, Laura?
Yes.
So God is so good. We're going to try to soften it up a little bit so we can save our voice. I don't know how successful we'll be, but we're going to try. So y'all pray for us today. And I'm so excited about just learning how to seek God even more.
Yes. And seeking, you're going to be diligent. You're going to be persistent. You're not going to give up. And you're going to stand, be still, and know that he's God no matter what. Amen?
Amen.
And if you're just thinking, you're just going to think and not do and just sit back. You can't do that. But anyway, God bless y'all.
Because it comes into the what if. You know what?
What if?
And then the day go by, you look like, I
or a year or 10 years. You don't want to do that.
So then you sit back and you become a spectator because you watch everybody else fulfilling, you know, the love and everything that God has for you. Because it's yours for the taking. What's for you is for you.
That's right.
Okay? So we just encourage everyone to wake up this morning on purpose, be blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
Right, Lord?
And we serve such a big God that He has something for not just me and Marlo, but for you and you and you, for all of us.
Amen. So we just want to say good morning once again to everyone. And as our studio audience arrives, we want to also put
good
this
morning
out there to our Facebook family as well as our blog listeners. Feel free to call into our call-in number. That number is 646-667. So if you guys want to talk a little bit, even on our Facebook and on our family, if you guys want to chime up, we can kind of see a little bit better with Anthony's family. You can see now. Y'all are a little bit closer to you guys now. And just, you know, have a dialogue of love this morning and this relationship as you flow through the kingdom's journey.
Yes. Amen.
Right. So, are you seeking or are you thinking? Part two. And at the end, we'll try to roll back. But listen, really, go back and look into last week's show, all the scriptures that we had. We're going to kind of touch base with 1 Chronicles 22 and 19 because we stopped here last week. We concluded, so we're going to kind of refresh and wake up here this morning. 1 Chronicles 22 and 19.
God's love letters, which is fire. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, Espíritu Santo, sigue dirigiendo nuestros corazones.
Thank you, Lord.
And it says, now dedicate your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Rise up and build the sanctuary of the Lord so that you may bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord along with the holy vessels of God into the house which is to be built for the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Now set your heart and your soul to seek. But what does your interpretation say, Lord?
Now,
dedicate.
Now, and it says now.
Uh-oh.
Dedicate. Ahorita mismo. Now.
So, listen, if you ever, because, you know, when you are in contact and you encounter people as we flow through life every day, you know, the struggle is real. You know, and a lot of it, I think, is a facade. It's not as real as it seems. You know how you see a mirage and it looks real, but the closer you get to it, the more it's not real. You know, you have to understand that those things that are roadblocks that come up and they somewhat hinder us from our walk with Christ or our seeking of Him, you have to know that. You have to put those things under your feet.
Yes.
And you know what? No matter what.
No matter what.
I'm going to dedicate this day, like, Lord, right now.
Right now. Ahorita mismo.
Set your heart. Not tomorrow, but now. Now, when you hear people say, not tomorrow because tomorrow not promised, well, it is promised. And the reason it is promised is because until Christ comes back.
Yes. Amen.
And if He show up tomorrow, it's no more tomorrow. Okay?
That's right.
But until He shows up, there is a tomorrow.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I'm telling you. So we have to have our minds and our hearts fixed on seeking Christ, dedicating it. And when do we want to do that? We want to do it now.
Now.
Like the Word of God says. Now set your heart and your mind and your soul on the Lord, your God. Arise. So get up.
Get up.
Get up. Dust yourself off. People have bad days.
Yes.
Every day's not perfect. Seasons, people say, every day not Sunday.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's
Saturday.
Right. That's right.
Choose the day that you have.
That's
you know,
right. That's right.
Make good use of it. And I think, too, a lot of things that help us do that is when we take our minds off ourselves and put it on other people.
Yes.
Because no matter what we're going through, there's somebody going through something worse than you.
That's right. That's
somewhere
right.
in
That's
the world.
Right. It is true. It's so true. I do a street ministry. And I see a lot of things out there, and I'm like, I have no right to complain about some of the things I go through. There's people hurting everywhere, Marlo.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God that Jesus is hope. He is hope
of the world today.
Today.
Right now. We really could just wrap it up right there, America, because it's right now.
Yes.
You know, stop procrastinating
yes.
in this place of seeking God. Because
yes.
I'm telling you, that's that Jeremiah 29:11 where he says, well, I know. God talks to us individually.
Yes.
The plans that I have for you, I'm telling you, I went around the mulberry bush for some years trying to do it my way.
Yes.
Like Sinatra thing. My way.
Yes.
And my way was not the way.
Yes.
I ended up in some places I never thought I'd be, really.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some stuff I never thought I'd do, saying some stuff I never thought I'd say. Do that because you do your plan.
Mm-hmm.
And our plans are not the ones that succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we think we're doing it and, you know, getting all this stuff going on in our life and we're doing this and it's me, I. But really it's not. It has to be directed toward each one.
Reach one. And that's our t-shirt,
yes,
y'all. You see?
Yes.
Each one is fun. Cada uno
it
tocamos
really
a uno.
It really is. So we're going to cruise right into these scriptures. Now listen, the word of God says, now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God.
Mm-hmm.
In these settings of mind, the complete opposite of the mental chasm. In essence of knowing the sure difference of a good thing and a God thing. Remember, we talked about that last week. We just touch and base on it so we can roll on into the next dimension of the teaching. Because you have to know, a lot of times you say, you know, that sounds like a good idea. I think that, but we ain't asked God nothing. We don't seek him. We don't say, you know, Lord, is this, okay, perfect example. I got to use myself, America. Okay.
And the truth will set us free.
Yeah, so last
we
night,
can for real.
Anthony is my witness. When I went into, in my mind, in my heart, you know, we go into this amazing impartation last night of signs, miracles, and wonders. So amazing. We get there, but before that, I said, oh, you know, we're going to represent sold out to the kingdom. We wore our sold out t-shirts. So now this is a good thing, but it wasn't a God thing. Listen to me close. So we get ready to go and take these shirts, the mannequins, everything. They're in the car still right now. We get ready to take all this stuff in and shirts and bags and all of this for people who want to represent being sold out to Jesus. I get all this stuff in the car. I get in the car. I also had these CDs for the man of God that was there ministering. I mean, wow, fire, Holy
yes.
Ghost, open, I'm telling
yes.
you. So when I get to the church, I'm getting ready to reach in the back to get the stuff, and the Holy Spirit said, I didn't tell you to do that. But I did tell you to get them CDs, because there's some people that need to be set free. Them shirts will come later. You have to know that.
Yes,
see, that was a
yes.
good thing, but it wasn't a God thing.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, just something that simple
yes.
about our disobedience.
Yes.
And I wasn't, I would have been disobedient if I had followed through and took the shirts out the car and put them in the church. But I didn't do that because I didn't feel led by the Spirit to do that. Now, that was a good idea, but it wasn't a God idea.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know
yes.
the difference.
Yes.
And that's just an example. There
yes.
are probably many more that I have arrived to and many more you've arrived to. But you got to know the difference.
Yes. But that's beautiful that you were sensitive to the Holy
yes.
Spirit and you were obedient. You said, okay, Abba, okay, Papa.
Yeah, this is not the time. This is the time and the season for everything. And you're not going to know that if you're not seeking God.
Yes.
If you're just thinking and not seeking. Because, see, I was a thought that early that morning, oh, I'm going to gather these things and we're going to represent. And we normally in another setting, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But for the setting of last night, signs,
yes.
miracles, and wonders, we needed an atmosphere set. And we needed people to be able to take those CDs home
yes.
and still bash in that place for the
yes.
new place
yes.
that God has arrived in their suture rather than thinking. So that's just my testimony, and I want to share it with America because we have to be transparent.
Yes.
Because we pastors and evangelists and all that we do, we don't know everything.
That's right.
We're just trying to be obedient and hear what
that's
God
right.
is saying.
That's
but a
right.
lot of times, don't do that. That's not a God thing.
Yeah.
That's just a good thing. And if
yeah.
it's not a good thing, God thing, it's still not a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And what's so beautiful about our Father, Abba, when you have intimacy relationship with him, like with me, this is how I'm with him. And he speaks to me every time. I would say, God, give me confirmation. He'll give me 1, 2, 3 times confirmation. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm on the right track, on the right path. Because you're right. Whenever you think it's God telling you, you just do it without consulting him and talking to him, you know, then you're doing it in the flesh and not in the spirit.
Right.
That's why my son Luke said, Mom, why everything you do, you want confirmation? I said, I just want to make sure, because there's been times that it was not of God. And so we want to make sure
to please
our Father in heaven and for His will, Thy will to be done, not what we want.
Right.
Because His ways are higher, His thoughts are higher.
And listen, God is omnipresent. He in your car with you. He's
everywhere.
And He's going to be ministering to you, especially when you're really trying to do something for the kingdom.
Yes.
And it's not, everything is a time and a season for everything. And that's what we read in Ecclesiastes. I'm telling you, it's nothing new under the sun. You have to know that you're flowing in that right timing.
Yes.
Because God's timing is perfect time. You know, and when know when to yield and not to do and when to do. And I'm telling you, God is so good to us. So I just thank God for all that He has done. And I don't know what's going on my phone, America. So y'all just pray for me. Okay. Am I restarting? Okay. Tell me, Jesus. I don't know what happened. But anyway, Anthony and Laura family, we right here. So anyway, y'all just chime right on back in.
Yes.
Because the phones be ringing and they be going off and coming out. And I don't know why people do that. But it's okay. We are back, like Cher Bronson say, I'm back.
You're right.
Okay. So listen, we were talking about, you know, the good things, knowing when you're doing a good thing and a God thing and seeking God and knowing for sure that it is God. Because God is omni. We were just talking about that. So now here we go. We're going to cruise on into the second part of this teaching. But listen, most of us, until we come unto the fullness of our journey, knowing that the great promise of those who seek the Lord is that He will be found.
Yes.
That's the great promise, and that's in 1 Chronicles 28:9, Laura. Right?
God's love letters, which is fire. The Spirit continue to touch our hearts and manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue tocando nuestros corazones en el nombre de Jesús. Amen. Mm-hmm. And it says, 1 Chronicles 28:9, it says, as for you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your fathers and serve Him with a whole heart and with a willing spirit. For the Lord searches every heart and understands the intent of every thought. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will abandon you forever.
Now, that's pretty cut and dry, man.
Yes.
It don't get any realer than that. And now, this is God talking to Solomon, but He's talking to us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And thou, Solomon, my son, knoweth the God of thy father, and serve Him with, my interpretation says, a perfect heart.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know we could have a perfect heart, so I was reading and with a willing mind.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lord searches all hearts and
yes.
understandings, all the imaginations which is of our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So He's telling us that, listen, even when we think about the small things, they
mm-hmm.
may be small to us, but they're big to God.
Yes.
It's all about how we think. We have
yes.
to shift our mindset
yes.
into this place of seeking God. It has to become the most important thing to you every single day.
Yes.
You know, I actually really ride myself pretty hard. And I say, listen, you got to get up earlier in the morning
yes.
to seek the Father's face,
yes.
to
yes.
seek His heart, because in order to get divine instruction and to be very clear,
mm-hmm.
you know, Laura always talks about that's how she spends time with her Abba.
Yes.
That's how you
early
know your dad.
Morning.
People say, well, how do you know God's voice? I'm struggling with that. Well,
mm-hmm.
when you spend time with Him, you know Him.
Yes.
You really do. It's just like we were talking about in the natural. When you spend time with your natural siblings or your parents,
mm-hmm.
you can be in a hole. You could be down the street around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And if your mama call you, you act like you don't know
yes.
that's your mama. Okay? Calling you with the switch, don't play. Or your daddy, really? I mean, you don't even have to see him. And if
yes.
they're calling you, you're going to know, oh, you're
yes.
going to be booked into the house.
Yes.
You're going to be. Okay, so that's how it is.
Yes.
It's exactly like that. No different. And I love that the way the Lord created that in us.
Yes. And when He says, seek Him with your whole heart and with the willing spirit, it's like I was talking to you, Marlo. You know, The more you fall in love with God, the more he's your first love. Like you wake up thinking about him, you go to bed thinking about him, you dream about him, you know. It's just so beautiful because then you want to be about your father's, our father business and about his heart, which is souls. And also seeking him with all your heart and being willing to seek him with all your heart. You're going to be hungry for him when there's morning prayers at church, when there's Wednesday night Bible study, when there's the revivals or even like last night, you know, miracle signs and wonders. You're going to want to go and be there and of course, spend time in his word. And like I some women talk to me sometimes and I'm helping other women pillar them, just like Susan Flinger took me under her wing and she taught me, you know, the basics of seeking God with all your heart, and then here I am still growing. But you know, they're like, well, I don't hear from God. Well, how do you know? And I said, well, do you spend time with him? Do you read the word? No. You want to come Wednesday to pray or not? Well, I work. I said, well, guess what? Once a month on Fridays, we have prayer at our church till 2 a.m. Oh, that's too late. I'm scared to be out at that time. And I'm like, when I'm thinking in my head, well, if you want God to speak to you, you want more of God, and you're not seeking him with all your heart, then how are you going to find him? You're not going to find him.
You got to show up.
Yeah.
You have to show up. And,
how bad do you want it? Like, I want it so bad. I want it all, spiritually, physically, financially. Because I know that God's doing what he's doing, what he releases, all his promises, is not just for me. It's for me to be blessed, to be a blessing to others.
That's true. Yeah. But that's already, that's your mindset. You see what I'm saying? You have to shift your mind. Yeah. And if you want something different, you have to do something different.
Yes.
You know, if you want to keep doing the same stuff, you're going to keep getting the
same
results. You know, and the word God talks about, that's the spirit of insanity.
Yes.
Because you, I mean, I'm not trying to call nobody crazy, but I'm trying to take what the word of God says. You are either going to elevate in your mind and your heart and get what God has for you, or you're going to stay in that place of the wilderness. And that was what the problem was with the people that wandered in the wilderness for 40 years when the promised land was 11 miles on the other side. They never got to it because they murmured and they complained.
Yes.
And God dealt with them every day with new stuff, new this, new that, and there still wasn't enough.
Yes.
You know, so you have to come to a place to say, listen, what am I doing or not doing? Because we play an important part in this kingdom on earth.
Yes.
We really do, because we talk about this all the time. Everybody's waiting on the sky to crack open and just angels to fall out.
Yes.
Well, America. We are the angels. We really are.
Yes.
We have to be the willing vessels of Israel.
Yes.
That's why we represent the each one region.
Yes.
Because if we're not at least reaching one person for the day, because that's our reasonable service as kingdom people. We have to be about our Father's business.
Yes.
Now, we can't reach the world, but together, linked together, we can.
Yes.
All
Amen.
Together, and that's what makes the whole world what it is.
Yes.
You know, all over the world. And if people can fly in from Africa to minister, come
yes.
on.
Yes.
Come on. We just around the corner and up the street.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. Yes, we can.
Yes.
But it has to be the most important thing to you.
Yes.
And you have to be living life on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes. And also, and I have to say this, it's in my heart and it's to give God glory. You know, we have potlucks. People will show up to a potluck. Okay. I'm talking about 100 people will show up. But when you mention prayer at night, maybe 2, 3, or 4, 5.
Yeah.
And I know God said, well, there's 2 or 3 gathered.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, how bad do you want what God has for you? And you know what I've learned? This is why I seek God with all my heart. And I'm not perfect, y'all. I'm still growing, but I know I'm not where I used to be. Is that when you seek God with all your heart, you're a willing vessel. He will not let you down. People might let you down. Family might let you down. The church might let you down. I might let you down. But Abba, he will never, never let you down. And his ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. And that's why we seek him. That's what I seek him with all my heart.
Listen, that's what you were just saying. We're going to go all the way back to the beginning of that statement that you were making when you were saying that people, when we get have gatherings and we bring the food, the potluck, listen real close enough because you got to listen to the heart of this woman. People can't, I mean, 100 people be in there because they're going to want some biscuits and gravy. But if you have that same zeal and that
for
same
God.
Hunger for God, in the spirit realm, that's what you have to run. And that's why he said, you'll never thirst again. You never hunger again when you really tap into the living water, which is Jesus Christ. I'm telling you. So if you bring that same appetite that you have in the natural and you bring it in the spirit, you ain't going to be hungry. No, I'm telling you. Okay.
And also, you know, I have to say this, y'all, because I'm going to keep it real. You know, people are like, well, yeah, I have prayers at 2 in the morning. That's too late. I'm tired. Oh, but I'm thinking, hey, I used to go clubbing all the time. Okay. And I used to be out there till, that's when the party would start, get started at 12, 1, 2 in the morning. I'll be out there till 4 or 5 in the morning. And I had the strength. So if I did it for the devil back then in the days
when I didn't
know Jesus.
Say it, Laura.
And I gave it my all, and I was not ashamed. I was bold about it. Okay, I was in the clubs dancing. Now why can't I do it for? And I didn't fear, you know. I had no fear to be out there late at night.
And they didn't either.
So why should I fear now?
And they didn't fear either. Stop acting like that. No, really. Because y'all already know we used to be in the club drinking.
Yeah.
Like the preacher said last night. When we was in our own place, sitting on the corner step,
smoking weed, and
we was doing everything. Yeah, we was doing that. But one day, God interrupted all of us.
You know,
and we have to be mindful. Like last night, we was out. That's why we came out. We don't have no voice. I used to not have a voice when I come home from the club. The next day, I used to get up and go to work. No, really.
It's true.
And then we'd be all sweated out. Sweat everywhere. So last night we sweated out too. We had to come home, take a shower, get ready for the day. Brad can talk, but we up in the house this morning.
And we went in tired. Miss Cynthia Johnson was there. We were feeling tired. Let me tell you, when we left, the presence of God, the holy fire was there. When we left, we had this energy. Miss Cynthia was like, Laura, do you feel it? Do you feel the strength? I'm like, yeah. I didn't go to bed till 1 in the morning because I was just like, on fire. Still am, okay?
Now listen,
God is good.
When you get in an atmosphere that is conducive to signs, miracles, and wonders, you have to know that your life will never be the same.
Healings took place.
Yeah.
Miracles took place.
Miracles,
oh, my
healing.
God.
I mean, people just showed up like angels. You didn't hear the doors open. People just in the house just sold out to the kingdom. But anyway, that was just last night. We just talking about you can have this encounter every single day.
Yes.
It's a choice. And I'm telling you, God has so much in store for each and every one of us.
Yes.
We just have to have a desire for it.
Yes.
You have to want it more than anything.
Push. Pray until something, Kevin, happens, and keep going and be diligent, be persistent. Don't give up.
And I just thank God for giving us the desire to seek him in the world.
Yes.
And to be able to talk to the world about, are we really doing what we're called to do? And that the main thing is seeking God for real, not just seeking when we need something.
Yes.
Seeking when we want something.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
But to seek him at all costs. And then you really gonna know that you've been set free when you're seeking God for other people.
Yes.
For other people to be living and set free and to come into the kingdom and
have all the attributes and the riches. That's the Father's heart. Yes.
So I just thank God for the desire that he has given us to like be sold out and be right here before you today.
Yes.
And just barely can talk, but we up in the house. And we're going to make it known that we sold out.
Yes,
you know,
we are.
God, and just casting down our thoughts and our imaginations and our thinking.
Yes.
Because when we think on the things that we want to think on, trust me, they are not the kingdom thoughts. Okay? So I just thank God for that. So good morning, Sherry Bronson. Good morning, Susan Swearinger. Yes, Swearinger.
We love you.
I know I'm going to say it wrong, but... Sheridan wrote a paragraph here. Don't try to read it, America. But anyway.
Yes, the club party.
Yeah.
It started.
We didn't start at 12 a.m. clubbing.
Those who hunger and thirst after the righteousness should be filled. Your healing miracles, breakthroughs is in the presence.
In the presence of the Lord. Yes. And I just thank God for that. So listen, we are really serious about this thing. And we want you to be serious, too, because it's for the take. It's for each and every one of us. God has so much in store for us. I'm telling you. And it has your name on it. You have to make a choice every single day. Show up and be in the presence of the Lord. I mean, it could be the grocery store. And this is what people don't realize. I don't know why we kick against the prick when it comes to fellowshipping. Because the word of God says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves.
Yes.
But a lot of people struggle with that thing about getting up, going to the church. Because they already point the finger at the people at the church. saying, I don't want to be in the church because the people in the church are doing this. Well, pray for them people.
Yes. Pray, intercede, fast and pray.
Yeah.
And don't gossip. Don't talk about
yes.
them.
But then you got to be mindful when you're pointing that one thing at them.
You got four.
Yes. And the enemy is the accuser of the brother.
Yes.
So we got to stop doing that, people of God.
Yes.
We have to be there to each one, reach one. Right. We got to be there to help one another,
yes.
hold each other up. Stop talking about Pastor Marla. I just got to be a pastor. Give me a break. I don't know all the
yes.
attributes. I mean, I'm walking it out every day. You know what I'm saying?
Learning and growing.
Some days I just
want
to be plain old Marla. Can I just be Marla today? I mean, really, because I'm not into all them titles because I was Pastor Marla before I came Pastor Marla. I just didn't know it. Now, I'm just saying, I'm making a statement
yes.
for the people of God. For people that walk it out and serve God every day. Because one thing about the prophets, the fivefold ministers, the teachers, the preachers, the evangelists, those are God's chosen people.
Yes.
And you got to keep your mouth off of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to pray for them.
Because
they are the ones who are on the front line mm-hmm. being courageous enough to stand out and say, I represent the kingdom.
Yes, yes.
Today, and I'm telling you, it's like people yes. want to shred us up in the shredder.
Yes, I'm telling you.
They've got some spotlights and put the spotlights on you and say, oh my God, she said a crazy word.
Yeah.
She's going to hell. And it's crazy. And it'd be grace
it's
and mercy
true.
And I
it's
don't
true.
Slap you. Okay? I'm just saying.
It's true. It's true, Marlo.
And people got to stop that. We got to
yes.
stop that as people of God and just say, how can we be a blessing?
Yes.
How can we help? And that's what I love about being here at the Mansion on Park Row, because we have people that we all kill one another.
Yes.
And we
yes.
know we're not perfect.
Yes.
And I just found out, I told y'all, I didn't know you could love and have a perfect heart. But
yes.
in the Word of God, it says right here that serve Him with your perfect heart.
Yes.
So I'm seeking now, that's a whole new dimension for my
yes.
mindset.
Yes.
Because now I'm seeking God for a more perfect heart.
Perfect. Yes.
yes. And I'm not going to be perfect, but I can have a perfect heart.
Yes.
So that's what the Word of God says
yes.
here. And He ain't just talking to Solomon. He's talking to you, and you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So I got a little crunk, y'all. Just, you know.
That's
the stuff that set me on fire.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
you know, we have to be advocates for
yes.
the people.
Yes.
You know, we just can't let people be. Don't be in an atmosphere where people talking about the man or woman of God.
Yes.
Shut that down.
Yes.
So you know what? We're not doing that.
Let's pray.
Yes.
Give me your hands. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Why don't we just pray for them? Let's pray.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not right. Okay, that's not right. Let's pray.
You have to, because
yes.
the struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
You know, but we have to keep people prayed up, filled up, lifted up,
yes.
encouraged.
Yes.
Because every day, some days you wake up, you don't feel good in your body.
Yes.
But sometimes, I mean, trust me, we know God is real. We know He's a healer. We know all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We walk that out. But here, you wake up and you may wake up with a headache.
Yes.
You know, of course, we lay hands on ourselves and we believe it. Yeah, because that spirit do got to go.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, in the process of that, you know, I might just want to hit you.
Yes.
I'm just telling the truth.
Yes, yes.
Because you're in my face.
Yes.
Don't do that.
So
you got to be careful. Give
yes.
people, give them 50 feet. Give
yes.
them some room to
yes.
breathe and just go through that little. Because I'm telling you, I had a temper tantrum the other day. Can you believe that? I did. I had a temper tantrum. I was like, and then what's so awesome, the thing about the Holy Ghost is it will be a mirror. Like, that's what the Word of God is.
It is.
And it'll
it
come
is.
Back in front of you and show you you. And then what can you do? Oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. Well,
yeah,
you
start getting that conviction.
You
woo!
So you go into a place of repentance,
yes.
especially if you faulted someone.
Yes.
Now, it's one thing if you're in the corner by yourself and you're kicking and screaming, that's between you and God. But when you are offensive to someone, you know you got to go back.
Yes.
And you got to repent to that person and apologize
yes.
to them.
Yes. That's
and
right.
come back full force. Now, it's up to them if they choose to forgive you.
Yeah.
But you got to make it right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stay in the face of the Father,
yes.
He gives you the courage to do those things.
That's right. That's
right.
Right. That's right. That's
and,
right.
And, you know, I pray that I've never offended you.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll just pray.
Yeah.
That's one thing about me. I'll just pray.
Because they
but
lie.
You have it.
Yeah, I'm so supernatural. I do stuff that don't make sense. So even if they lied over God, they don't know. Because they're like, she's out the box anyway. So we just going to do whatever.
We're both super. Yeah.
yeah. And then when I come back and say, hey, guys, I shouldn't have did that. They were like, really? Well, we didn't know. Okay, but I know. You know, so you got to stay lined up.
Yes.
And you got to be seeking God. So yes, we got to roll on to the next scripture, Lord. That's Ephesians 4:23. Our mind is a spirit, America. It really is. And I learned the depth of that, too. So Ephesians 4:23.
All righty. Now I got my bookmarkers today. All righty. God's love letters, which is fire. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Dios continúa a manifestar en nuestro corazón. Amen. And Ephesians 4:23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new nature, which is created according to God in righteousness and true holiness.
Now, isn't that amazing? That read that again, Laura.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new nature, which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness.
That's beautiful. God is encouraging us to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that's when I found out the depth that my mind is a spirit.
Yes.
You know, and one thing about it, I'm going to skip down here. It's probably at the conclusion, man, but I don't want this to be a three-part teaching. I'm going to try real hard, America. But listen, Laura, I want you to go and I want you to read. We're going to talk about Paul for a little bit, because we have to understand that. Let me see what that is. Okay. It's got to be in Romans. Here we go. Romans 7.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 7.
All right.
Because, yeah, now be mindful that God is telling us in Ephesians 4:23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So listen.
So it's Romans 7:14-25?
Yes.
Okay.
Read that.
All right. God's love letters, which is fire. Holy Spirit manifests in our hearts. La palabra de lumbre que es, la palabra de Dios que es lumbre, manifiesta en nuestros corazones, Espíritu Santo. And it says, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal.
Come on, listen real good.
Sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand.
Come on now.
For I do practice what I will to do, but I do the very thing I hate.
Come on now.
But if you practice what I do not will to do, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me there is in my flesh dwells no good thing. For the will to do what is right is present with me. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good I desire to do, I do not do. But the evil I do not want it, what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who does it, but sin that lives in me. I find then a law that when I desire to do good, evil presses with me. For I delight in the law of God according to the inner man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretch man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of the death? ? I thank God through Jesus our Lord. So then, with my mind, I serve the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin.
Amen. So listen to me, Arthur. That's a lot. Go back and read Romans 7:14-25. Take your time and read that. Because this is what's so amazing about this encounter in the mind. Paul is having such a warfare,
yes,
in his mind, to where when I read this, yes, in today's terms, they would have diagnosed him as bipolar.
Yes.
No, really. That is what happens. So I come to serve notice on the person that's been diagnosed in the natural as being a bipolar woman or man. The devil is a lie. Because here's the deal. This struggle is real, all in the mind.
Yes.
Paul was back and forth, between,
yeah.
between, like
yeah.
the Apostle
right
say.
Here.
He
yes.
was, and he was like, oh, hold up, now, it's war. Like, in my mind, I got this. But in my body, I'm just full of sin.
Yes.
Then he began to recognize, you know what? Oh, wretched man I am.
Yes.
He just threw down the towel and said,
yes.
I'm done with the battle.
Yes.
Here it is. He rose right over here. I mean, he went back and forth in these in
yes.
the scripture.
Yes.
You know, my flesh, my mind, my flesh, my mind. He was like back and forth. I was like, Paul, my Paul over here. But really, he's not. And none of us are really. That's just something that men try to put on us. We accept it and say well, that's what we are, but we're really not. It's warfare.
Yes.
I'm telling you, for we delight ourselves in the law of God and in the inward man, which is the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So listen, but as I see another law in my members, warning against the law of my mind and
yes.
bringing me into captivity
yes.
to the law of sin, which is in my members,
yes.
which means it's hands, it's
yes.
body, and all of that. And then he just says, right here, this is where he surrendered. Oh, wretched man that
yes,
I am. I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of this
death?
Who? The question.
Yes.
Who? So that's all we have to do is wake up and say, who going to deliver me?
Yes.
Now, we already know who our deliverer is.
Yes.
Right? Oh, wretched woman.
Yes.
Okay. That
yes.
I am? Just wretched.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Byron. Wretch undone.
Then we start playing Byron's wholesome music.
Yes.
then we get it.
But listen, if the struggle is real for Paul, the struggle is real for you.
Yes.
But here's the deal. You got to surrender and look in the mirror at yourself and encourage yourself and say, oh, wretched man or woman
yes.
that I am, God, I need you to deliver me. I need
yes.
you to be set
I need
free.
To help.
You gotta,
are
you
that
you
man?
Gotta, come on now. You got to line my mind and my
yes.
heart up.
Yes.
You got to line my body up. All
Please,
this got to line up. Because if we don't line up, we're going to forever
yes.
be in warfare.
Yes.
And we're going to be trying to take some pills.
Yes. Yes.
And we're going to be trying to sell out to
yes.
our spirit. Because remember back here, when we was talking in Ephesians, we're going to go back. And it says that, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Yes.
Which that's a spirit
mm-hmm.
that tries to overtake your mind, that
mm-hmm.
counteracts your body to make you be, as we say, do the food. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So really, we got to serve notice on our own mind.
Yes.
Because it's our minds that we war against with our own minds. That's why they say, if the devil gets your mind, he got you.
Yes.
But he really can't get nothing. We give it to him.
Yes.
He
yes.
got power, but he don't have
authority. That's right.
He don't
That's
have none
right.
of that because when Christ went to the cross, he left us all power.
Yes.
So we have to exercise the power that is within us.
Yes.
I'm telling you, America.
Yes. Yes.
This is real.
Yes.
And this is how you become an overcomer.
That's right.
Like
That's
Paul
right.
did. You know, can
yeah.
you imagine when he was Saul, though?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll be talking to God sometimes, and I'll be like, oh, my gosh, well, are you tripping? I'm tripping right here in the mind. And I'm like, okay, that's not of the Lord. Okay, Laura, you can't do that. And then I have to go to his word and start reading it because your mind will be tripping sometimes.
Yeah.
But thank God if you know that only Jesus could set you free, you'll go to him every time. And he will help you. He will give you the
And we got to know that. And
word.
We got to open this love
yes.
that.
Yes.
And you got to hear because these people, you know, a lot of people refer to them as characters, but these people walk this out.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Now, Paul was the one who really had the encounter on the road to Damascus with Jesus himself. You know, because
mm-hmm.
y'all remember he was the persecutor. He was the one that was slaying people, killing people, all the Christian people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he had to have, who better yet to use for to be a warrior
yeah.
for the kingdom
yeah.
than someone? And we've been all kicked against the prick.
Yes.
We've all been anti. But you
yeah.
with Christ or you anti-Christ. You know, it's no... It's nothing in the middle, no gray areas, and you have to know who you are either for the kingdom or you're not for the kingdom.
Yes.
So you have to decide, you know what, oh, wretched man or woman that I am,
yes.
Father God, help,
help me.
Me. You know, I need your help, and not just yesterday,
help
but
me,
today
Lord,
too.
I'm tripping.
Okay? It's a brand new day. Because that old stuff rise up in us.
Yes.
Because we are flesh. But we got to stay in the spirit, and we got to keep seeking God's face.
Yes.
Because he's the one, if he can turn the heart of a king.
Yes.
He can turn the heart of you and you and you.
That's right.
He really
That's
can.
Right.
But you just have to decide, you know what? I want to change.
Yes.
In my
yes.
life.
Yes. Yes.
I want to do stuff different. I want to act different. I want to be different.
And you want to be effective to the things of God.
Come
you
on,
know, man. That when you're doing it, you know, people are going to receive it and God's going to use you because, you know, you're seeking the Father with all your mind and soul.
Yeah. Because if not, you're going to be like Paul over there. You're going to be twisted between.
Yes.
Like a possum burning sight. And you're going to be up and you're going to be down. It's too much.
Yes.
And then you're going to go get some pills.
Yes.
And you're going to start listening to them doctors telling you that you buy and trap them.
Yes. Yes.
Some people quiet.
Yes.
Okay? You just have to know that, you know what, I'm not wearing that jacket that don't fit me. I'm not none of that because I serve a God that is a healer, a deliverer.
Yes.
And even if you got to be reset free every day, that's what you have to do.
Right.
Until you really get that thing and you can walk and know that the Spirit can live in you.
That's right.
And walk it out like
that. Yes. And all things are possible with God. All things. You have to believe because I hear some people like, no, we already prayed. Nothing's happening. You know, I think the drugs are going to help. And it makes it worse. Because my husband struggled with that, and he took the pills, and it just made it worse.
And that's what this
I mean,
is.
From what I've seen. But I've seen people that they got diagnosed, and there was an evangelist we met one time. She shared the testimony. She said, well, your mama had it, well, your grandma had it, well, your sister had it, so you're going to have it. And she said, no, I'm not going to receive that. I break that generational curse because everybody in her family had it, and they were telling her she was going to have it, and she rebuked it. She didn't receive it, and she never had it.
And that's another thing. You have to be careful. There's nothing. Now, we're not bashing no doctors or nothing like that. We just keep it real, and we just tell you what God said because we have to show you right here in the Word of God where this man really struggled like that. So this ain't nothing new. We just tried to tell you over here in Ecclesiastes that it's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. I mean, really, it may be a new spin on it, or it may be more depth to it. As you see here, that if Paul was here today, they'd be giving him some medicine.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been trying to diagnose this man because he had a warfare. His mind was warring against his body and his flesh. He was even talking about the members of his body. I mean, come on now. But he had to line up and he just called himself Richard. I'm just wretched right now.
He kept it real, huh? I love Paul. He kept it real.
Wretched. Help me, Lord. And God went right in and right
I got issues,
in.
Lord. Help me.
Listen, he began to thank him. He said, I thank God through
Jesus Christ, our Lord. Woo!
Yes, so then, with the mind, I, myself, serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law is of sin. That's a wrap. And he just served that thing, notice, and get thee behind me.
Yes.
Get under my feet, because you ain't winning.
Woo!
He became a conqueror.
Yes.
Didn't he, though?
Yes.
He wrote the most amazing books in this Bible. But as you can see here, the struggle was real for him.
It was real.
He didn't know what he was up or down. He didn't know what was going on. But he just surrendered and called on the name of the Lord and said, I choose to serve.
Yes.
You know, the one that knocked me off the horse. So have you had your road to Damascus experience lately? Have you? Because sometimes it takes that. We got to be knocked off the horse.
Yep.
And redirected to see the light. And I know I've been knocked off the horse several times.
Several times.
Several
me too.
Okay. But by knocking off the horse, Dave, it's got to be over.
Yeah.
At least the blow's got to be a little lighter. Because that's a hot mess. So to God be the glory, but listen, we had to bring this illustration of Paul to the front so that people can really see that our mind is a spirit.
Yes.
And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of what this world, against spiritual wickedness and high places.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you that scripture got in my spirit in Ephesians chapter 6. One day I declared to myself, I'm going to learn that so, because, you know, when you're in a lot of warfare, that's the word of God has to be on the tablets of your heart. And I would get up every day and read that until that word got in me. And you have to have the desire and the zeal to really get into that, the word of God, and hear what it's saying to you and be able to be the person that people can come to and not have to say, hold up, Let me go get the Bible. Let me see what it say. No, it's got to be in you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got to be a ready people.
Yes.
We got to be quick as a two-edged sword. We got to be ready to war and fight and be, and defeat the enemy because he is powerful.
Yes.
Now, he got some power, but he's still powerless
yes.
when it comes to the one who's got all.
Woo!
And
woo!
You have to know that. Amen.
Amen.
So I just prayed at this world. We never know where we're at in the time. And we skipped from... Yeah, we had 9 minutes. I say we knew it was pretty close. But we had to, you know, y'all had to get this because really the warfare is not really even warfare. We fight in a battle that's already been won.
Yes, it is finished. It is done.
Yes.
Ya está hecho.
Yes. And he said it. He went to the cross and on the cross he said it is finished.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how many people that still feel like they have to pick up this stuff, carry it around, tote it on their back every day and play a fiddle at the same time.
Or the violin.
Yeah. Oh, woe is me. And I ain't got this. And you got everything.
Yes.
You really do. And we got to stop it, I say.
Yes.
People of God.
Time to grow up.
Yes. That's what the man of God said.
Last night.
We just need to grow up.
Yes.
And
yes.
Understand that everything ain't about us.
Yes.
It's about kingdom.
Yes.
And then, you know,
shake it off.
Yes.
He said, people are talking about you. If you're going through some trials, if you there's pain involved in it, shake it off. It's time to grow up. And I'm like, yes, Lord.
Yes. And you lonely, you be administered to. You love that part. It's okay to be lonely because you're really not lonely. Because God is right there with you,
that's
walking
right.
it out
yes.
with you.
Yes.
And nobody want to look up and say, that's Jesus. He's right here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
he said he'll never leave.
Leave you or forsake you.
Never, forsake
never, 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 never.
I'm
nunca,
telling you.
Nunca.
And when you have the mind of Christ, that's how we overcome.
Yes.
Because we don't entertain the dumb stuff.
Yes.
We don't
yes.
be like Paul over here, up, down, this, right. We don't be, it's like being a robot.
Yeah.
You know, now we have had times that we have.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
But I tell you, getting into the Word of God, realizing that this is what was going on with me.
I was tripping.
Lord, thank God for Jesus.
Yes, yes.
I'm like Paul. Ooh, thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
In Christ
Jesus. Can't thank you enough.
Yes. So if Paul can do it, y'all, we can do it.
Yes.
You know, and Paul was out there. He was shipwrecked on the island. Paul went through some stuff. Y'all got to go back and read about Paul. That's my homeboy right there. Because he was a warrior, and he stood the test of time. To the end, to where he just went on the road and turned himself in. So come on now. My assignment is over.
Woo!
Yeah.
I love it.
He walked all the way in and gave up the ghost. Right.
Yes.
So that's what's so amazing about the Word of God. You got to get in it.
Yes.
Read it for yourself. Hear what God is saying to you. I'm telling you, because Laura and I, we just animated. You know, people go, oh, Lord, here they come. They kind of clamp themselves down when they see us come. Because they're going to be like, y'all better get ready. Cause we're going to celebrate something. Just breathing today. Yeah, we're celebrating because it's a brand new day for a brand new year.
And like he was saying, some people are going to say you're crazy. Well, we are crazy for Jesus.
Yeah. So that, and everybody in this room is. So we thank God for our studio audience who comes every single week.
Yes.
So and they come on purpose.
Yes.
They come and they sup with us and they they are the wind beneath our wings in this setting.
Yes.
And we thank God for them because I mean we could be here just talking to the blog listeners and what and y'all know what we got so caught up in this teaching, we forgot a lot about playing our music. Y'all gonna have to pray for us.
Sure did.
Now listen, y'all need. I need to take a survey right now to our listeners out there and our blog listeners as well. If we roll to a 2-hour show, I need to know that because, because you know we don't want to do that and then everybody get up and be gone to the grocery store or wherever. Okay, come back and say, oh, we'll catch them. They're going to be on another Thursday.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying. Okay, so we need to know that if what a 2-hour show would be like for you guys. But y'all know we will. We'll be here all day. If that's what God says. But we want to know if that would be something you guys would want. So, y'all, you know, we are for the people.
Yeah.
By the people.
Yeah.
Of the people.
Yes.
So we just want to know if that would be feasible for you guys to We are mindful of the time it takes.
Yes.
But we want to be obedient, and we want to get everything in. So y'all know how I had to get from page 2 to page 4? Yeah, I just had to get that in there because, well, that's what the Holy Spirit said to do.
Yes.
And I don't know, Lord, we know we got so much more to teach on this. So I don't know where to put this at. I don't know what to do, America. So y'all pray for me.
Okay. Just so much meat.
Yes.
So much work.
Yes. So maybe we should do a real blog or something to where you guys can go back and read this. Ooh, it's so much meat in.
Yes, yes.
Great.
And every time you're going to get a new revelation. So I hear people say, oh, I read that. I know. No, read it again. I promise you, you read it again. It's new revelation every time.
And just like, even though I know I done read this in Romans before with Paul, but I never got it like this.
Yes.
I never got it like this to where the revelation was the people in the world. So this leads me to pray for the people that are really struggling.
That's
in
right.
this area.
That's right.
Because it's real. Mm-hmm. And if it's in the Bible, that takes us back to Ecclesiastes. Mm-hmm. There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
People have been struggling with this since Paul. What?
Yes.
That is horrible.
Yes.
When you think about that, so we as a nation, we got to come together, people. We got to pray for people.
Yes.
I'm telling you,
prayer
changes things.
Yes.
We got to pray for even just the people who turned over to an upside down mind.
Yeah. It's not about us. It's about others. It's putting God first and others.
Yes.
That's his heart. That's our Father's heart.
And when they do that, they can be redirected to seek the Father.
Yes.
And to seek his face and hear what God is saying to them.
Yes.
And having a brand new start. And not have to deal with the struggle of that mindset anymore. So, what do you have to say to
And then put the enemy under your feet, and then you know who you are, and then you tell the devil, not today.
Yeah.
Not today. Yeah. I know what the word says.
Yeah. And that's true because it's a new day every day.
Yes.
The word of God says his mercy is new every morning.
Yes.
So, get you some new mercy, America. Because it's brand new, it's for the taking, it's yours.
Yes.
It belongs to you. Because if you don't get yours, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to get it.
Yes.
I'm going to get mine, I'm going to get yours.
Yes.
And I'm
going to get
yours.
I want it all.
Yes. Because we're all dealt with measure.
Yes.
What are you doing with your measure? No, really. Because when you don't want to do nothing with yours, I'm going to ask Jesus for yours too. And I'm going to say, Lord, can I have it?
Can I have it? We'll take it.
Most of the time, he's going to say, that would be a big, fat, crunchy now. That's theirs when they're ready to come and get it, Marla. So, and I'm going to say, okay, but it's all right. But God is so good and so real. And we just really want you guys to understand what he has for you. It's yours for the taking. Seek ye first the kingdom. And everything else.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Everything else should
be
added. Everything. Not some things, he said.
Everything.
Total.
Yeah. But you got to seek him first. That's Matthew
6:33.
Go read it for yourself, America. Hear what God is saying to you.
Yeah.
So we all say, I hear you. Well, how do we do that? How do we seek the kingdom? Man, that's another. We're going to talk about that next week, Lord.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yes, but I'm telling you, it's speaking him, and unfortunately on our blog show, we are pretty much out of time, and we just want to say thank you guys for
listening.
Gracias,
muchas gracias. Dios los bendiga a todos.
So, Sherry, Jasmine, Sherry, LaShawna, I mean, all you amazing, Susan Swearingen, there she is with them 15 hearts. Yes.
And my sister mama.
Yes, and all of Anthony's amazing Facebook family. Happy birthday, Miss May!
Yay, happy birthday! Feliz cumpleaños!
Miss May is Anthony's mom, but she's also the mansion's mom. And we're just so excited about doing life with Miss May. She is, we don't know how old she is today, but she's 26.
Going on 27, I think.
Yeah, going on 27. She's out there. Any of y'all, I'm sure if y'all know this right now, don't have no party. Because Miss May coming, and you're going to be like, what's going on with Miss May? You're going to have to keep up, keep your pumps off, and she's going to have her shoes on.
Yes.
I love it. Aging backwards.
Yes.
This is the season.
Yes. Yes.
We're all going to age backwards.
Yes.
So we're coming for you summertime. Okay? We're going to be 19 in a minute.
Yes.
Yes. So we just want to say thanks to everyone for watching today. We kind of on the raspy side, but we hope that we come across the way we were supposed to come across, because this is what we did all night.
Yes.
We're going to do it all day today. Hi, Abby. So good to see you. So for Abby, we may have to do a 2-hour show. But she came in at 10:59. Okay.
Better late than never, Abby. Yeah. We love you. Te queremos mucho, hermana.
I'm afraid that we get lined up. I'm going to have to do like Dr. Dali say, go get a hot thing of tea. She bought the tea for me to drink. So I got to do that today and get my voice right. We got to be about our Father's will.
Yes, siempre, always.
Yes, so Laura, close us out, girl.
Father in heaven, Abba, sweet daddy, we just thank you this morning. Father, we thank you for the unity and love here together with you, Holy Spirit, and everyone that's